From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Carol Bousquet with the news on this day in Maine, Monday, November 17th, 2025. The Maine Human Rights Commission Monday filed a lawsuit against five school districts for discrimination against transgender students. The suit alleges the districts have enacted policies that treat gender nonconforming students differently and create a hostile environment. Patty White reports.
The school districts named in the complaint are in Hodgdon, Sullivan, Livermore Falls, Baileyville, and Richmond. They've adopted policies this year that block students from accessing sports, extracurricular activities, and school facilities, such as bathrooms and locker rooms, according to their sexual identity. Kit Thompson-Crossman, the executive director of the Maine Human Rights Commission, says it's unusual for the agency to initiate legal action. But Thompson-Crossman says it was necessary because of the growing number of districts adopting such policies and the need to protect transgender students.
Who, I would imagine, are feeling intimidated about using bathrooms, using locker rooms, playing sports, sort of participating in their school life fully.
President Trump issued an executive order earlier this year that seeks to ban transgender athletes from participating in girls' sports. The school districts named in the lawsuit did not immediately respond to a request for comment. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
Governor Janet Mills is calling on the Trump administration to reverse course on a series of policy changes that would gut federal funding for homeless services in Maine. One, announced last week, will cap funding for permanent supportive housing and rapid rehousing services, effectively cutting the state's federal funding for those programs by two-thirds. State officials estimate that as a result, roughly 1,200 people could lose their long-term housing and risk becoming homeless. At a press conference Monday, Mills said the cuts will burden general assistance and strain local communities.
This new directive from the Trump administration is callous, it is cruel, and it is unnecessary.
Mills says she's been in contact with the congressional delegation about the policy changes and that the Maine Attorney General is considering legal action. Republican State Representative Laurel Libby announced Monday that she won't seek re-election but will instead work closely with a national group backing Senator Susan Collins next year. Kevin Miller has more.
Libby garnered national media exposure this year after bringing Maine's policies on transgender athletes to the attention of the Trump White House. A prolific fundraiser, Libby is often mentioned as a possible candidate for higher office. But she said Monday that, instead, she'll launch two groups focused on electing conservatives. One of those will partner with Sentinel Action Fund, a conservative super PAC that plans to spend more than $4 million backing Collins next year. Libby announced the partnership on Monday.
We have to maintain the Republican majority in the Senate, and Senator Collins' seat is key to that. And that level of investment, I think, indicates that Senator Collins' supporters understand that and are invested in getting her reelected.
Maine's Senate race is expected to be one of the most expensive in the country because Democrats see the seat as one of their best pickup opportunities. The two Democratic candidates receiving the most attention are Governor Janet Mills and Graham Plattner, an oysterman and Marine Corps veteran from Hancock County. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
The Maine Public Utilities Commission is seeking developers to build a plant that can produce hydrogen fuel with very low greenhouse gas pollution. But while hydrogen is seen as a clean-burning replacement for fossil fuels, some environmentalists say its promise may be exaggerated. Peter McGuire has more.
The Maine PUC is soliciting developers to build and operate a green hydrogen plant in the state in exchange for discounted electricity. Jack Shapiro with the Natural Resources Council of Maine says hydrogen can help reduce pollution in long-distance trucking and heavy industry. But he says there are cheaper and better options to lower emissions at the household level.
We don't want to see hydrogen used to greenwash existing fossil fuel infrastructure by things like, you know, blending into sort of home heating, gas supply, or things like that.
The commission submitted a draft request for proposals last week to gauge interest in the program. They plan to put the project out to bid by the end of the year. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Peter McGuire.
The Bureau of Motor Vehicles has launched a new online service for Maine residents to renew their Real ID online. Secretary of State Shana Bellows says the Bureau has seen record-breaking traffic at its locations around the state since the federal Real ID requirements went into effect in May. She says the new online service is a huge step forward in efficiency and modernization.
Within the next year, approximately 70,000 Mainers' Real ID will come up for renewal. With this online service, most Mainers will be possible to go on the internet and renew their Real ID fast and easily.
As of the start of the month, Bellows says more than 430,000 Mainers had a Real ID. The Maine State Library Association Monday postponed a vote on a proposal to require libraries to expand hours and pay their directors in order to qualify for the Interlibrary Loan Program and free internet access. Officials at many small libraries say they rely on an all-volunteer staff and pay their directors a small stipend. Barbara Baig, a patron of the Pembroke Library, spoke against the proposal.
Rural areas are not cities, and in setting public policy, they should not be treated like cities. You on the commission, with all due respect, have not done your homework here.
The commissioners agreed to postpone a vote on the proposal until January and said they will meet with the potentially affected libraries about their concerns. In September, the Maine State Library Association voted to consolidate Maine's library regions in an effort to improve services. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join Erwin Gratz for Morning Edition on Maine Public Radio starting at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. I'm Carol Bousquet. Thanks for listening.